This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in Nagorno-Karabakh has risen to 68, with a further 105 people missing and nearly 300 injured, the office of Karabakh's ombudsman said on Tuesday. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on Tuesday with Azerbaijan's president on Nagorno-Karabakh, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said.
And the secretary noted in that call that the president, President Aliyev, has said there will be no further military action, and we expect him to abide by that. He has also said that he would accept an observer mission, and we would expect him to abide by that.
Miller told reporters Blinken underscored the urgency of no further hostilities. More than 5.25 million of Sudan's 49 million population have been displaced since the fighting erupted, according to UN figures. Most have not returned home. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The conflict has brought Sudan's stagnant economy to its knees. Prices for products have soared as the currency has tumbled. The country is now having to draw on its scant resources to support its internally displaced population. Meanwhile, international aid efforts remain severely underfunded. According to the United Nations, by mid-August, just 25% had been provided of the $2.6 billion required for this year.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Ukrainian officials said Russia struck Ukrainian port infrastructure and grain storage facilities on Tuesday, but also reported some progress on the front lines in the three-month-old counteroffensive by its forces. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke of good details from the front without further explanation. This is VOA News. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, lost his appeal on Tuesday against a new 19-year prison term that extends his total sentence to more than 30 years. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
A Moscow court judge handed down the verdict to Russia's most prominent opposition leader, who appeared by video link. Last month, Navalny was convicted on 6 charges related to extremist activity, allegations he denies. Navalny now faces transfer to what's known as a special regime prison colony, the harshest grade in Russia's penal system, as well as the prospect of staying there until he's in his mid-70s. Aside from the verdict, the proceedings had been closed to media.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Nigeria's major unions on Tuesday called for a national strike next week in protest at the government's response to tackling the rising cost of living. Africa's largest economy has seen living and transport costs heavily impacted after the government ended a petrol subsidy and also freed the Naira currency, leading to a sharp devaluation of the local money. A raft of tourist cancellations in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains after the earthquake that killed nearly 3,000 people adds to the many challenges facing impoverished communities as they begin the difficult task of rebuilding. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Moroccan town of Amizmiz.
French hotel owner Bruno Dubois-Roquebert opened the first hotel in Amizmiz in 2005. The quake spared his lodge and staff. Old guests are contacting him to offer help. Tour guide Abdelsamad El Zghouli's future is uncertain, but for now, he's a man with a mission. He helped to organize this camp for people left homeless by the quake.
I'm doing my best to help. And for the future, it's a mystery. I don't know, and I don't think about it.
His family survived the earthquake. For him, that's what matters in the end. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Amizmiz, Morocco.
A New York judge ruled on Tuesday Donald Trump and his sons Eric and Don Jr. committed fraud by inflating the value of the real estate and financial assets of the Trump Organization for years. The ruling is a setback for the former president, ahead of a trial in the civil case due to begin on Monday, and a partial victory for New York State Attorney General Letitia James. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news and information, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.